to the radio. Sir?
Jim, N0TR.
Gary, KI4DOS challenged him earlier. KO4LO.
KF5WLO, he's been challenged several times.
That's good. No call sign, no joy. How's your day going, Jim?
Wound up taking my father-in-law yesterday to go get his first Pfizer shot, I guess. And that turned out to be a pretty easy process for him.
If you want to join in, go ahead.
It's on the side monitoring, I guess, what's up to do. KF5WLL, y'all have a good afternoon.
Good man. Thanks for the response. Go ahead, Jim.
Earlier this morning, and I just turned the radio on, and I kept hearing a bunch of noise on the radio, and I couldn't figure out what it was, and I finally had to just turn it down. It's almost sounded like somebody was a long way away, you know, they were tripping the repeater, and it was just kind of a mess on frequency this morning, KO4LAO.
Sometimes that's QRM, and other times it's atmospheric ducting or another repeater, because it's, I don't believe this repeater's got a tone on it, but it may have now. It's been so long since I programmed it, Jim. Well, I just was sitting here, and Bernice made some homemade breadsticks, and she's making spaghetti for dinner and something else. What else, Mom? She don't know. She's thinking about it. But the breadsticks are good.
I'm headed into Walmart myself so I can go pick up some salmon for supper here for the boss.
Who was it? Give her a... I think it was N4. NGU told us that Aldi's had been having fresh salmon down there. And so we picked up some because I'd never really liked it. And Bernice added a glaze to it with... what am I trying to say? Real pineapple, not... I don't think... Was that pineapple out of a can, or was that real? Yeah, it was out of a can. But boy, that really added to the flavor of the salmon, Jim.
That Publix has got a real good section on that, too. They've got like a honey glazed one, and then there's another one, two kinds that are glazed. A little pricey, but man, is it good.
But anywhere else, you get what you pay for, and Publix is just a first-class store all the way around as far as we're concerned. We go there not too often because it's down at Taylor's, and but mainly we'll order their spicy fried chicken, you know, the wings, and they're not heavily spiced, so us older folks can have them. And man, they're delicious, and their regular chicken is, fried chicken is just great.
I better get out of here and go get what the boss needs before I get in trouble, so I'm going to sign off and have a great afternoon. KO4LAO clear.
Okay, Jim, good to hear you. Get a loaf of Italian French bread from there, too. That's about as far uptown as you can get. KO4LAO, this is N0TR, 73.
Good night, and headed for French toast for breakfast this morning.
I scheduled Bernice and I's COVID, the second shot, 10 days sooner than what we were scheduled. Have a good day, Jim, N0TR.
I'll say this, and then I'll be clear, but yesterday morning when we took my father-in-law in, there wasn't a whole lot of people in there at all, and they were just kind of waiting on folks. So I think they had been without vaccine for a couple of days and then caught up, and I don't know. It seems like maybe they're processing folks faster now.
Well, the nurse was very kind, and she scheduled us both at the same time this time. But she said the later in the afternoon time, there's less of a line, and I can't take the cold, and I can't take standing. But she said she'd get me a wheelchair if I needed it. So there's your tip of the day later in the afternoon if they're going for their second one.
Right between shots.
It's 28 days into Bernice, something like that. And I heard on the news on TV one night that it could be as much as 42 days and still be effective, Jim.
good to know. But yeah, we were concerned because he's 91 and he was not doing good at standing up. But they had a wheelchair right there for him. Had a couple of National Guard troops there, and they were looking sharp. And
the Marines there in their dress blues. They always had the prettiest uniforms. No offense against the Air Force, but that was kind of drab. And the Navy uniforms, well, once you made chief, they were a lot better.
It's a time in the early 90s when we went through a period where we had all our rank on our sleeves and we looked like a bunch of Navy guys. And it was quite the deal. I remember having to go take a promotion board picture and had all my rank was on my sleeve. And they took away the standard uniform we'd been wearing, you know, for a long time, and a lot of guys missed that.
Yeah, that Marine dress blue, though, boy, that's as far uptown as you can get. Jim, you call me anything but late for supper, and supper's on the table. So, 73, enjoy that salmon. And 0TR clear.
KO4LA, O clear.
DJW Mobile.